801.
And 801. Good morning again, Mel. Hey, I'm sorry it took so long to get back with you here. It's a crazy day. What's happening?
Hey, thanks for getting back to me. I'm a little bit confused and upset about the morning incident because it's something, this is the fifth time it happened, and I brought to your attention 400 times. The last one, Leonard, we pulled the tapes out to kind of see what's going on and going to be some investigation. Unfortunately, he's on vacation. So my question to you is, what are you going to do tomorrow? Do you want me to go around like Jay, the supervisor? Because I don't understand why you don't go around the track. So what do you want me to do? Can you please send me a writing?
I don't presume to be able to tell you what to do in a situation like that. That's not my presumption. That may be other people. It's not mine. You use your best judgment based on the fact of what is safe to do. You know, we got these big banners all over the place here at TriMet. They say safety first. And there are times, I mean, literally, our buses have to go in other lanes to get around stuff. And if it's safe to do so, absolutely do that. And if it's not, then don't. And call, and we'll get somebody to you just like we did today. But I can't send you a text message based on something that I don't see. But I can verbally tell you, and it's on a recorded line, if it's safe and you can go around it and you can safely do that, yes, by all means do that. And I will stand behind that myself, and this is Wes talking to you. That's the best that I can give you. I hope that helps you a little bit.
Copy that. I understand that. My argument on this one is 200 feet before that, it's a straight line. And you can send my trucks from Cisco, FSA, waiting for the loading dock. We don't have a problem because we can see ahead of us about 200 feet. And if somebody is coming on the other lane, we can avoid, we can stop. That particular place, I don't know if you can do some Google Maps to look at it, right in front of the entrance to the parking lot, we cannot even see 50 feet ahead of us. So if we get into the oncoming lane, possibly 50% we might have a head-on collision if the other person is texting or maybe on purpose wants to hit the bus. At that time, it's